You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickard. Coming up, we look at the retail industry and find out why a sector with low wages and irregular hours has also seen low rates of unionization.
Now, about 40 years ago, Joyce and Lowell Berg made the first step toward a unique world record collection. They bought their first angel figurine. That purchase was the first step toward a collection of over 13,000 angels.
That collection found a home in Beloit, and now the Angel Museum is recognized as the largest collection of angels in the world, and it's home of a unique set of angels provided by Oprah Winfrey.
Joyce Berg joins us now. She and her late husband Lowell started the Berg Angel Collection. She's the creator of the Angel Museum in Beloit. Joyce, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Well, hello. Hello, everyone.
How, Joyce, did you and your late husband get started collecting angels?
Well, it was something that happened. We were on a vacation in Florida and just happened to purchase a couple of angels in an antique store. And that led to the next trip that we kind of went on. And we thought, well, let's get angels for souvenirs. So it very soon became a passion. And whenever we traveled, then that's what we looked for, were angels. And it is over 14,000
now. 14,000 now.
Yes.
Now, how did you end up? You ended up with, you know, you had thousands of angels. How did it go from a display at home, I guess, to becoming the Angel Museum in Beloit?
Well, yes. We would take people through our home, small groups and things like that. Then one day we got a call from a nearby Chamber of Commerce, and they wanted to bring a bus tour. Well, you don't want to take a bus tour through your home. And we realized we needed to share with more people than we could just take through our home. So we started looking for some place to put the angels. And turned out, of course, an old church would be the ideal place. And there just happened to be an old church scheduled for demolition here in Beloit, the former St. Paul Catholic Church. And the parishioners were hoping to save the building. So we all came together, and long story short, the angel saved the church.
I was able to visit you down there, and it is the perfect,
yes,
perfect location for that. But when you first went into this church that was slated to be demolished, what did it look like? What was going on there?
Well, the first time that my husband and I walked in to the building, it was being used by Beloit College for storage. And what struck me is when we walked in, here were mattresses piled high here and there, and some electrical fixtures and things like that. So we had to really visualize what it could look like.
Well, now it's the Angel Museum, and take us through the front door. When we walk in now, we're not going to see mattresses. What do we see when we walk into the Angel Museum?
Oh, you will see cases with thousands of angels. And when people walk through that front door, we get all kinds of reactions, but it's like their breath is just taken away. Wow. This is beautiful. And we have, of course, lovely music playing, and we have some wonderful ladies that give tours and so forth. We have a mural on our back wall that you can see from the front door, and that was especially painted for us. It's called Heritage Angels.
We're talking to Joyce Berg. She's an angel collector, founder of the Angel Museum in Beloit. And Joyce, you've got angels from all over the world. Turns out a lot of different countries are specialized in angels. But you have this unique collection of black angels thanks to Oprah Winfrey. Can you tell us the story of how they found their way to Beloit?
Well, this project was in the mid-90s, and we opened May 1st of 98. The beginning of that particular year, Oprah had Cher on her show one day, and they were discussing angels. Oprah made the comment, "I don't see black angels." Well, of course, her fans started sending them to her right away. And not too long after that, she had to say on her program, please don't send me any more. I have no place to put them. They're being stored at Harpo Studios. So some of our board members got in touch with her people and said if she would care to donate them, why, we would be delighted, of course, to take care for them. So that's what happened.
So you have the world's largest collection of angels. It's a Guinness World Record, I think. And probably you must have the largest collection of black angels, because as Oprah said, you don't see those everywhere.
Well, probably we do have the larger collection in one place, perhaps. You know, there might be, I'm not real sure about what the black angel collection would be other places. But we're all there together.
Now, Christmas, obviously coming up, I imagine that's a big time of year for the Angel Museum. What kind of displays, what kind of exhibit do you have up for Christmas?
Well, this year we have an exhibit of over 24 different tree toppers. They are various sizes, and some are lighted, some are automated, like their wings will move and so on and so forth. Then we have our tree up there in I call it the arch area. And we always feature our lovely life-size angel.
And is that out only for Christmas?
No.
That's always out there.
She's in all of our exhibits. And she does more than double duty.
And I wanted to mention, you showed me your late husband, Lowell, still has a presence there in the form of a figurine of him. Can you tell us about that?
Okay. Well, we have what we call the backlighted case, which features all of our stained glass and crystal pieces. And it wasn't there in the beginning. We asked for a case like this to be built, and it didn't happen until after he had passed away, and he would always say, I wish they'd get that backlighted case. So I chose to put I found a figure of a seated man, and a friend made wings and halo for him, and he's sitting there in his chair, and he has a cup of coffee with ice cream, because he didn't like hot coffee. And he has a crossword puzzle book, which he enjoyed, and a stamp collection sitting on a little tiny table next to him, and a very small deck of cards, because he loved to play cards of any kind.
So when I look up Beloit now, Joyce, the Angel Museum always pops up as a must visit. Are you getting a lot of people coming through there, and now you can take those bus tours that you couldn't take in your house?
We can take bus tours. We'll take all kinds of bus tours. We are, how about I give you the hours?
Sure.
Thursday through Saturday, 10 to 4. We are closed January through March, and we're handicapped accessible, and there is an admission. And we have a wonderful gift shop in our lower level. So there's a lot to see, and if groups of 10 or more would like to come, not being on a bus, you know, if they would call ahead, then we would make arrangements, and they could have a docent give them a tour.
And Joyce, I want to ask just briefly before we let you go, is there an angel that you still wish you had in the collection?
Oh, dear. Well, I'll tell you, I still haven't seemed to quite acquire a Green Bay Packer angel. I've had different people come in, and I've said this, you know, oh, I'll make you one and send it. But it's never come through.
Uh-oh. Well, there's got to be a craftsperson out there listening
there
who can maybe help you out. Joyce, thank you very much for joining us.
Oh, you're so welcome, and thank you.
That's Joyce Berg. She is with the Angel Museum, one of a kind, in Beloit.
Coming up, retail workers often face low wages and unpredictable hours. We find out why the industry still sees low levels of unionization and why, according to our guest. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. This is Central Time here on the Ideas Network.